Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Major book publishers are suing Amazon's Audible over the company's new speech-to-text feature, claiming it's a clear violation of copyright law. Audible's new captions feature was unveiled last month, and it's set to go live in September through partnerships with US public schools. It uses machine learning to transcribe spoken words into written ones, so users can read along while they listen to an audiobook. Portugal-based Unbabel is opening an AI lab in Pittsburgh next month. The company, which offers machine language translation backed by human editors, counts Weebly, Change.org, and Pinterest among its clients. The company is hiring for the office, which capitalizes on its relationship with Carnegie Mellon University. Web hosting vendor Hostinger has reset all of its users' passwords after a breach last week. They warned that a third party has gained unauthorized API access to usernames, emails, hashed passwords, first names, and IP addresses, but no financial data. The company has 40 million customers but didn't divulge the exact number who were affected. NVIDIA and VMware announced yesterday a new software product that lets customers virtualize GPUs, either on-premise or as part of VMware Cloud on Amazon Web Services. The company says it's the first hybrid cloud offering that lets enterprises use GPUs to accelerate AI, machine learning, or deep learning workloads. Google is launching new Chromebook enterprise devices that it hopes will draw more business away from Windows-powered laptops. Microsoft has dominated enterprise computing for years, but as businesses increasingly look to modernize their fleet of devices, there's an opportunity for competitors to challenge Windows. Google is teaming up with one of Microsoft's biggest partners, Dell, to help push the new Chromebook enterprise laptops into businesses. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.